Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin Winans.
Oh, my.
John B. Key. Isaac Kareem. And Brad Salad.
than the honey. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. This is Elder Prevost, and this is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. We are live. We are uncensored on tonight, and we are bringing it to you tonight, Sunday night, more than an hour of power. Praise God on tonight. We have our very special guest speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. So we want everybody to stay tuned into the program. Amen. All the callers, stay on the line. Praise God. And we are going to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we just want you to come in and have your way on tonight. Lord, we just want you to do what you do and be God all by yourself, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we want some salvation to be given on tonight, some deliverance to be given on tonight. We want some answers, hallelujah, to be received on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do, every move that you are about to make. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now. We praise your name for it all right now. We thank you, Lord, for all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Lord, we thank you right now that you're making everything in our lives work out for the good. We thank you that you're making the things that feel bad work out to the good. We thank you, Lord, for the things that we don't like that's working out for the good, Lord. We thank you for it right now. We may not see what you're doing, hallelujah, but we got faith and we got confidence in you that you know what you're doing, Lord. So just have your way as we let loose and let God on tonight. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. I am Elder Andre Prevost. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight that has called into the program, tuned into the program. Those of you watching out there on Facebook Live, hallelujah. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, you can leave it in the comments. Amen. And we will, amen, put that testimony and that prayer request on the throne of grace on tonight. We want to ask that you call into our line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The number is 516-666-9967. Once again, that number is 516-666-9967. Praise God. You can call directly into the show. Hallelujah. And we will, praise God, touch and agree on that testimony or prayer request on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into our time, what we call the sermon. Hallelujah. Before the sermon that leads into our time of testimony service. Praise God on tonight. And y'all all know the familiar scripture. It is Psalms, hallelujah, 100. Praise God on tonight. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God on tonight. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. That was Psalms 100. Hallelujah, amen. That was a psalm of praise, amen. Believed to be written by King David. Praise God, hallelujah. And I like to describe this passage of scripture that tells us the attitude that we need to have when we come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. And that attitude that we are supposed to have when we come into the presence of God is an attitude of gratitude. We need to be thankful unto God. Hallelujah. We need to praise his name. Hallelujah. Because like we said earlier, all things are working together for our good. We may not like the situation that we're going through. Hallelujah. But you got to remember, we're just going through it. We're not going to that situation. We're going through that situation. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, whatever that situation is an avenue to get us to the point that God wants us to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, you got to go through that in order to get to this. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you ought to thank God. You ought to be grateful. Hallelujah. That God has got you on a path of promotion. Hallelujah. A path of elevation. Hallelujah. Every time you get elevated, you have to go through a storm. Praise God. Every time you're getting ready to go to the next level, you're going to go through a storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. The storm just simply means, hallelujah, that you are in the process of promotion. And once you get that in your psyche, once you get that in your mind, hallelujah, you will be able to praise God, amen, when you're going through, amen, praise God, because when you're going through, that means he's getting ready, hallelujah, to promote you, and all you got to do is just ride out the storm. Praise God, hallelujah. All you have to do is just ride out the storm. Therefore, knowing this information, hallelujah, when you come to the house of God, when you come into the presence of God, hallelujah, you don't come just any kind of way. Amen. Praise God. So you got the nerve to go to your job having an attitude. Amen. Praise God. You got the nerve to go to certain places. Amen. With an attitude. Hallelujah. People don't want you around because of your attitude. Hallelujah. God say, I don't want you coming around me. Oh, Lord, have mercy with that attitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to, when you come around God, he said, I want you to have an attitude of gratitude. Now, let me go a little bit deeper, just a little bit, because when the writer was writing this, when David was writing this, in order to be in the presence of God, hallelujah, you had to go to the tabernacle, or you had to go to the tent David had set up. Hallelujah. The tent that had the Ark of the Covenant, amen, which was believed, hallelujah, where the presence of God would dwell around the Ark of the Covenant or on the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in order to be in the presence of God, you have to go to where the Ark of the Covenant was. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in the Moses' days, hallelujah, he had it, amen, way back in the holiest of holies. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Jesus was walking the earth, praise God. Hallelujah. They had the department called the Holiest of Holies, amen, where you had to go, amen, through this big veil, amen, in order to get to where the presence of God was believed to be. Now watch this. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil was ripped from the top to the bottom. Hallelujah. Amen. Meaning, watch this. You don't have to go, amen, to where the veil is or go behind the veil to get into the presence of God. Hallelujah. In other words, he ripped the veil so he could come into our presence. Hallelujah. Amen. That means God came into our presence. That means he is always in our presence. That's why we say he's of my presence, because he's present here and where I'm at. He's present over in Tennessee. He's present over in New York. Hallelujah. He's present over, hallelujah, in California. He's present with all of us simultaneously at the same time. That's what that means. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's present with all of us in all of our different geological locations. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So everywhere we are, God is. So you no longer have to come into the presence of God. You are already in the presence of God. Therefore, watch this. What are you talking about? I'm talking about your attitude again. Because when the writer wrote this, before you went into the presence of God, you had to fix your attitude. But if the presence of God is always with you, hallelujah, then your attitude should always be in check. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't got to wait to go and get into his presence. I'm already in his presence, so I should already be thankful. Hallelujah. I should already have an attitude of gratitude. I should already bless his name. I should already rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God is right here with me. He wasn't with me when I came on the prayer line. Hallelujah. He was already with me before I got on the prayer line. He wasn't waiting for me when I got to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. me and him walked in the church together. Praise God. When you wake up, you're with God. Hallelujah. When you go to bed, you're with God. Hallelujah. When you're walking down the street, you're with God. Hallelujah. When you go to church, you're already with God. You ain't got to go to church to get in his presence. You're already in his presence. So the Lord says, since I'm already in your presence, you need to fix your attitude around me, and you need to have an attitude of gratitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. An attitude. To why? Because you want God to take you to the next level. You want God to expel you. You want God to promote you. Hallelujah. But your attitude is telling me you're not ready. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. You don't appreciate, I said it before, you don't appreciate working the fries. You don't appreciate flipping the burgers. Hallelujah. You don't appreciate washing the windows. You don't appreciate cleaning the parking lot, but yet you want to be promoted. Hallelujah. Until the Lord say, I'm always with you, and until I see, don't nobody go back and report to me, he said. Hallelujah. I ain't got to ask the supervisor how to do today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm up in my presence. I know how you did. Hallelujah. I know you had a funky attitude all day today, and that's why you're still on the level that you are, because you have not yet showed God the gratitude that he deserves, because you have not yet understood that you are already in glory. You're trying to get God to take you to glory, but you're really trying to get him to move you from glory to glory, but you don't realize you're already in it. Hallelujah. That's why you can't fix your attitude, because you ain't changed your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I get too deep, amen, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines at this time, because, amen, we want to hear somebody out there, praise God, has an attitude of gratitude on tonight. Praise God. Or perhaps somebody has a prayer request that you want to lay on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. And we want to give you that opportunity. Once again, if you're out there on Facebook, amen. You can leave it in the comments. We will put it in, hallelujah, we will put it on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We really want to ask that you call in with us on tonight. The number is 516-666-9967. We'll open up the phone lines as we speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there's one that is on the phone line on tonight and you have a testimony or a prayer request, we invite you to do so at this time. The phone line is now open. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life, and I have an attitude of gratitude. I just want to thank God for allowing me to see another day in my right mind. I thank God just for another opportunity to be in his presence, just to be on the prayer line, getting another word, getting more prayer. I just thank God because I have just lost two family members. They had buried them Saturday, and I just would not just take life for granted. So if I have an opportunity just to give God praise for everything that he's doing, the way he's about to do, I'm going to give him praise no matter how I feel, no matter if I'm tired or whatever. I'm still just going to give him praise because he is just that good. God don't owe me nothing, but he gave me everything. He allowed me to wake up and see another day. So I just give him praise for that. And my prayer request, man of God, is for strength to continue to endure in this process. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. For Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and put that request on the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we just ask that you give our sister strength on tonight. Hallelujah, strength to endure each and every situation that she is currently going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help her to see that, amen, like we said earlier, she's just going through it. Hallelujah, that you're trying to take us somewhere. Hallelujah, you're trying to move her from glory to glory. Hallelujah, so give her the strength to endure. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you right now for the fruits of the Spirit of tonight. On tonight, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for the long suffering. Hallelujah, amen, that gives us the strength to endure any situation that comes our way. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, on tonight that you are faithful and will not allow us to be tempted above our measure all tonight, meaning you won't put more on us than we can bear. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it all tonight. Hallelujah. And we appreciate you for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, do we have another testimony? Hallelujah. Another prayer request on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or prayer request at this time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be opening up the line once again, following the word of God on tonight. If you're on the line and you didn't testify, amen, perhaps God might put something on your heart. Amen. Praise God. Or maybe you have a request that you, amen, maybe you are shy and you want to put it on the throne of grace. We will be opening up the line once again. Hallelujah. Following the word of God to give you that opportunity. Hallelujah. The word of God says this. It says, when two or more touch and agree on a thing, hallelujah, in the earth, that it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. Whatever we unleash on earth, hallelujah, shall be unleashed in heaven. Praise God. Meaning, amen, there is power in prayer, but there's also power in numbers. Somebody out there praying by yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we want to encourage you tonight to pray with somebody. Find you a prayer partner, because when you touch and agree, hallelujah, there's power in prayer and there's power in numbers. And when you put the two together, hallelujah, any two touching and agreeing on anything, he said anything, I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. You looking for a breakthrough all tonight? If you touch and agree with somebody with it, hallelujah, watch God move in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We want to go ahead and move forward at this time. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to go to the throne of grace once again, and then I'm going to introduce our speaker on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come before you, Lord, as humbly as we know how, Lord, to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you on today for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, on today that you gave us another chance to get it right, Lord. Hallelujah. We're thankful, Lord, for another chance at redemption in your eyes, Lord. Help us to walk upright. Hallelujah. Help us to do as you say and keep your commandments, because we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to show you that we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. We appreciate you. Each and everything you do, Lord. Lord, help us to humble ourselves and pray. Lord, help us to seek out your face and turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. Lord, help us, Lord, with our doubts. Hallelujah. Help us with our shortcomings, Lord. Help us to see that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to see, Lord, that all things are possible through you. Hallelujah. Help us to see that you are supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord. Open up our eyes so that we can see fully, hallelujah, what you are doing for us in each and every last one of our lives. Lord, we rebuke the discouraging word of the enemy right now. Hallelujah. We bind them, hallelujah, and we send them away right now. Hallelujah. The devil has no place in our lives. The devil has no place, hallelujah, in our household. He has no place in our careers. He has no place in our ministries. Hallelujah. He has no place in our marriages, Lord. And we bind him and rebuke him in your name, the name of Jesus Christ. And you said in your word, if we use your name, that they have to obey. Hallelujah, Lord. So we rebuke him on tonight. We rebuke any work that's trying to hinder us on tonight. Hallelujah. Trying to hinder us from hearing the word that you have for us on tonight. Lord, bless the woman of God. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, put that word in her that you want her to spill out onto your people on tonight. Hallelujah. Fill her up with virtue, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, for the work that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to hear the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than our guest speaker on tonight. For those of you that are listeners, amen, you know her from Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah, amen. For those of you out there on Facebook, amen, you've seen the prayer line, prayer changes things. Hallelujah, amen. We're talking about the facilitator of that prayer line. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a woman of God that ain't scared to say what God put on her heart. Hallelujah, amen. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to someone I'm going to present to others, none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady on the line, Lady Prevo, to all the saints on the line. Thank you for an opportunity, man of God, once again to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. And let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, once again as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray that you just continue to create in me a pure heart and renewing me the right spirit, Father God. I pray that you hide me behind the throne, Father God. I pray you speak to me and through me, Father God, for your people. Father God, I am praying that people will be healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. I pray that someone will be saved on tonight, Father God. So as I bring forth the word to your people, Father God, we are expecting something big. We are expecting a miracle in the name of Jesus. And this is all done for your glory in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And the scriptures that I'm going to be coming from tonight, saints, will be Mark 5, 25 through 34. Again, I'm going to be coming from Mark 5, 25 through 34. And the word says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in him that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see this multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. And the word I have for tonight is, how bad do you want it? And the definition for suffered is experience or being subjected to something bad or unpleasant. And everybody know the story about the woman with the issue of blood, the unclean woman, the woman that suffered for 12 years. So when God gave me this word, because I went through a lot of words, I did not know exactly what word I was going to bring. I was going to bring a word about Jonah, then it was about Moses, and then it was Joseph. I like, God, which one do you want me to bring tonight? And he told me to bring tonight is, how bad do you want it? Because we tell God, we come to God and tell God about all the things that we want to go through, but do we really want to suffer? Because God would give us anything that we ask for, but he wants us to suffer for it. And the reason that he wants us to suffer for it is so we can continue to come to him. Because if he give it to us like one, two, three, quick, we'll start thinking that we God. We'll forget about him. We will not come to him. We will not pray. We will not seek him. We will not fast. We will not come to him humble like he will want us to be. But the woman with the issue of blood had enough faith. And as women, you know what we go through. But I'm just talking about this woman suffered for 12 years, y'all. Then she going to see doctors, spending all her money. As I'm reading this, as I'm research, I don't hear about them saying nobody is around her. All I hear in the scripture saying that she suffered for 12 years and she spent all she had with many physicians. So somebody suffering like that, I'm not See, no one is around her. Now, when she's going out trying to touch, she have no friends. She have no buddies. Want nobody around. She needed something from God. And like I said, how bad do you want it? When you want something from God, sometimes you got to walk solo. You got to walk by yourself. Sometimes you got to look like a fool if you want something from God. And this woman had enough faith because she heard about what Jesus did. She heard. She didn't see it. She heard that he healed the blind man. She heard that he healed the cripple. She heard, and she had enough faith to walk through that crowd, and she's bleeding blood. This woman is contaminated with blood over 12 years. I'm talking about suffering. I'm talking about walking in a crowd because everybody was trying to touch him, but she had a made up mind. How bad do you want? She had a made up mind. If I just touch his garment, I will be healed. And that's how God wants us to be. He know our faith. She knew when she touched him, she was going to be healed. And he felt it. That's the type of faith that he wants us to have. I'm going to give you a little, I always try to apply the word of God to something that I've been through to kind of help people bring it down to a level. Okay, like for me, I smoked cigarettes for 15 years. I did not believe that God can deliver me off cigarettes, even though I know the word of God, even though I seen God heal people, deliver people, take people off of this and that. The reason I didn't believe it because I'm a recovering alcoholic, okay? I will have 17 years next month, but I went to AA, y'all. So I'm like, well, God didn't deliver me off alcohol. Why would God deliver me off of cigarettes? But he did. I did not believe that he can do it. But God put me in a situation where I had to trust him. God put me in a situation where I had to really activate my faith. Okay? As I'm smoking the cigarettes, I told you I'm smoking for 15 years. I'm just 41. I'm smoking cigarettes, y'all. The cigarette is literally burning my throat. It say on the box. If you smoke cigarettes, it's a possibility, you know, that you will have lung cancer. It said on the box. But I'm so hooked on these cigarettes, and I ain't got no type of faith that God can deliver me. And not only that, y'all, I didn't want to. They're real. Like Elder said, I'm very real. I didn't want to. I didn't give up everything because I don't want to give up these cigarettes. But my God's so good, and he loved me so much with my little foolish self. You smoking a cigarette, it's frying in your throat. Don't you know I'm giving myself lung cancer? And what would I did, y'all? I would have gave myself lung cancer and then what? Run to God. God deliver me. Why would I ask God to deliver me with my hard head or behind head? No business picking up no cigarette, smoking a cigarette. And then when he say stop, I won't stop. So I get in trouble out of act of disobedience, okay? I'm going somewhere with this now. Okay. It happened at the Tent Revival, y'all. It happened at the Tent Revival. Because it was getting bad. God was saying, God is so good. He said, warning after warning after warning to make up your mind. I'm talking about how bad you want. He warned us like, Valencia, you got to quit smoking those cigarettes. I can't even fast the way that I want to fast. When I was fasting, I fasted like for 2 hours because I had to have a cigarette. I mean, I'd be out in the snow smoking a cigarette because my mom did allow smoking in the house. I mean, I had to have a cigarette. I was going to lead a church because I feel like they were judging me because I smoked a cigarette. I'm talking about how bad do you want. My pastor knows that I smoked a cigarette. I didn't have to hide it from my pastor or nobody else. I'm the type of person, I just didn't care about what you think anyway. I wanted my cigarette. I'm talking about how bad you want it. Now, I'm keep going. Okay. My mom was buying me cigarettes. A prophet came and said, the Lord said, if you buy your daughter one more pack of cigarettes, he going to hold you accountable. I said, okay, now, it didn't get too far. I cannot put my mom into that. Oh, out of my, I don't want to stop. And really just not believing that God can do it. So I had to have a made up mind, y'all. And not only that, God started allowing some things to happen in my life. You know what happened when you're being disobedient. When God says stop doing something, you're not doing it. So something happened in my life, but I had to make a decision. And I was scared about making this decision because I really didn't have enough faith in God to believe that God can deliver me off those secrets. I didn't really believe it, but I had to try him. I had to try God. So I had like 7 cigarettes. I was at the Tim Revival, okay? I had 7 cigarettes on the table. I smoked the cigarettes, and I said, God, I'm going to this Tim Revival, and I'm going to the altar for prayer, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to need you to taste the cigarettes away from me. I went to their revival. I got prayer. I came home. I cried out to God, and I have not had no cigarettes in 4 years. See, God know your heart. God know when you got a made up mind. God, so I put it in his hand. And when I put it in his hand, I didn't pick it back up. I ain't go on no cash. I ain't need no meetings. I didn't need nothing. He immediately delivered me. Why? Because I gave it to him. I had faith. I had to trust. I said, God, I need you to do this. I got on my knees, y'all. I cried after him. I said, I can't. So he could, and he took it away. How bad do you want it? Don't allow, like, some things happen to me. See, I was disobedient, y'all, because maybe, like, 2 years later, my throat was really bothering me, but I wouldn't speak nothing into the atmosphere. But what I did, though, I texted my pastor. I said, Pastor, I need you to pray for me, because I'm not going to speak this thing, but I think I got that. He said, I know what you're talking about. He prayed for me. My throat don't bother me. But saying something could have really happened to me after a disobedience. Okay? I'm talking about how bad you want it. If anything you want from the Lord, he can do it. You don't have to be hard-headed. You don't have to wait. If you surrender all to God and just pray to God and do what thus says the Lord will give you all the desires of your heart. I'm talking about how bad you want. If you want it bad, I'm talking about I want to stuff some bad. After God delivered me from that, I have a new fire for God, because God has delivered me on some other stuff that I'll talk about another night. So I'm one of the ones that got some crazy faith. I believe God can do anything. I believe nothing is too hard for the God that I serve. Also, when I got delivered off those cigarettes, I was at the tent revival. See, I have that crazy faith. And like I said, I don't care about what you think. The man of God, he said, when you go home, he said, as soon as you walk in that door, you start shouting and watch God turn that situation around. You don't tell Valencia that, because see, Valencia will do it. Somebody that's actually scared and actually worried about what somebody might think when did it. But see, me, with my crazy faith and believing that God can do anything, I'm talking about people outside, y'all, ask me, do Valencia occur? I came in, hallelujah! And I got to shout. They start laughing. I start shouting louder. I don't care about what you think. How bad do you want it? The man said, as soon as you get in front of that door, you start shouting. I will miss my blessing if I didn't do what the prophet had said. I'm talking about how bad do you want it. When God say go do something, move, do what he say to do. As soon as we move, God will move. He want to see, are we going to do what he tell us to do? How bad do you want? You want that job? I done had 3 jobs, y'all. And all the 3 jobs, I went to God. I don't get a job without seeking God first. I seek God first about every job that I have. And I represent my father at every job that I have. I ain't worldly at the job and then a saint on Sunday. I'm a saint all the time. They know my church. They know my pastor name. They know about the prayer line. They know Valencia. I'm like this all the time. How bad do you want? I'm in Kroger, and I'm up there speaking. Welcome to Kroger. Y'all have a blessed day. One lady said, I don't say all of that. I asked God to help me with my mouth. I didn't reply to what she said, but I was like in my head. I didn't ask you anyway, but I didn't say that. But I'm going to say, welcome to Kroger. Thank you for coming to Kroger, and you be blessed. Some people just smile for how I just say that. They just lighten up their day. That is me, and that's the way I'm going to represent myself. I'm telling y'all right now, Valencia will lose a job if you tell me not to talk about God. I won't have that job. That's what I'm talking about. How bad do you want it? But you keep a job if they tell you to deny your father. Don't talk about that God crap up here, because they will. We already in that time. We already in this time, they say, don't talk about that, God. Don't talk about that prayer stuff. I won't have a job. I'll be at another job, because I am the one. I got some crazy faith. I know God gave me that job. He'll give me another job, and it'll be a better job. I done went from a laundromat to McDonald's to Kroger. I went from down, up, and up. Why? Because who I serve. And I didn't even know since I was on assignment. And one thing about God, God is so good. Don't you know if you don't pass the assignment, he'll let you take it again. That's how good it is, so you can get your blessing. Because you're going to get your blessing, because God going to bless you. But how bad do you want it? Are you going to represent your father at all times? Are you going to walk like the woman with the issue of blood through a crowd, and everybody looking at you like, oh, she bloody. Oh, this woman. I mean, she was bloody, y'all. But she didn't care about being bloody. I'm talking about
doing what she had to do to touch his army so she can be healed. What are you going to do to be healed? What are you going to do for that job? What are you going to do for that car? What are you going to do for that husband? What are you going to do for that ministry? How bad do you want it? Do you want God bad enough to do anything to get it? I'm talking about anything for God. I'm not talking about man. How bad do you want it? Because he will do it. All he wants us to do is just step out there on faith. And faith ain't nothing but trusting in him, just trusting and believing that he can do it. And I just told y'all, I have crazy faith that my God can do anything. I got so much stuff coming my way because of faith and trusting God and praying and fast. You got to pray, y'all. You got to fast, and you got to get by yourself, and you got to kind of really just not be too involved in this worldly stuff. You really can't because you get distracted. You got to be in God's face. You talking about you in the TV, always on the TV. No, cut that TV out. Get in his face. Get in his presence. Get on your knees. Get on. You pray. Right. Seek him. Stay in his presence. That's all he wants. That's actually all he asks. And to spread the word. And he just blesses us. He's so good. He wakes us up every day. We don't lack nothing, saints. We on the phone on a Sunday night. I know if somebody got something to eat, you got somewhere to lay your head. You got clothes on your back. The man of God got to beg people to testify. I said, you ain't got to beg me. Because I'm telling y'all, I see some people are dying every day. Every day. How now? How cannot thank God for allowing me to wake up? It don't matter how I feel. Our people really get this about ministry. It ain't about you. It ain't even about how you feel. It's all about him. And don't you know, you just continue to represent him and get out your feelings and what you're going through and do what he say do. It ain't no way where he won't bless you. If I'm telling y'all, faith, I'm truly blessed. It's not nothing that I'm lacking. Anything that I need, it could be just something so small. God going to make sure I get it. If he'll send somebody to do it. God will just send somebody to do something for me. And that's because of the favor. And that's because that also comes with suffering, y'all. Faith, no, you want to suffer. You want to suffer for him. Why not? He suffered for us. This little bit of suffering that we're going through, faith, ain't nothing compared to the suffering that somebody nailing your hand to a cross or somebody beating you and lashing you and nailing your foot into a cross. We're not really going through no suffering. We really got it made. So we need to just continue to thank him. And how bad do we want? He got it for us. But are we going to do whatever it takes to get what he has for us? Because he got it. And he's going to give it to us. But he know the ones that's for real about going to get it, like the woman with the issue of blood. They care about what nobody thinks. She just had to touch his garment. Just touch his garment. And she said, I'm healed. I'm healed. And you got to know it in your soul. You got to believe when God said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. You cannot be doubtful. You can't be wavering. You got to believe the word never comes back void. And if it's prophesied to you, if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Don't allow the enemy to creep in your ear. If you're always praying and fasting, he can't creep in your ear. But if you're always on TV, he going to creep in through that TV. You always on your phone, he going to creep in through that phone. You always on social media, he going to creep in. But if you're always in the word and always on your knees praying and fasting, he can't creep in. You see, it is not that difficult. We make it difficult. So that's all I have, man of God. I am done. It is back in your hands. Everyone be blessed.
Amen. 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 Praise God on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word. Hallelujah on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you delivered through her on tonight, Lord. We ask that you will replenish her the virtue that she poured out onto your people on tonight. Continue to mold and shape her and continue to lead and guide her in the way that you want her to go, Lord. And we thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. How bad, amen, do you want it? I always love that story about the woman, hallelujah, with the issue of blood, because it shows the contrast between as the woman of God was speaking, the Lord was revealing to me how people in the world, amen, praise God, whatever they have to do to become successful, And whatever mm-hmm. they're trying to do, they don't care what you say about them. They don't care about the tabloids yep. calling them out their names. Hallelujah. They don't care mm-hmm. about being called every kind of whore in the book. Hallelujah. Yep. In the world, they don't care. Because they're going to do whatever it takes to be, hallelujah, successful in what they're doing. But when we get into the church, hallelujah, when we get into the kingdom of God, hallelujah, we get a little timid and act like, hallelujah, all of a sudden we care about what people think about, hallelujah, us, praise God. When God tells us to do something, all of a sudden now we care, hallelujah. Now we want to make up excuses and read just like Moses did, hallelujah. Praise God. Moses was out there conquering whole cities. Amen. Praise God. Moses was a warrior. They took over land. Praise God. Hallelujah. As soon as God asked him to do something, you know, God, I got a stuttering problem. But you wasn't stuttering when you was out there in the world doing
you
what you were doing. Hallelujah, praise God. But now that you with God, hallelujah, all of a sudden you got a stuttering problem. Praise God. That's the way we are. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We don't care in the world. They called you all kind of names in the world. They were just hating on you, though. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now, amen, you on the Lord's side, you don't want to look foolish. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Amen. You don't want to look stupid. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the Bible tells us our ways are foolish to the world. Hallelujah. But when you was in the world, that's when you was really foolish. You didn't care nobody called you a whore in the world. Hallelujah. But when somebody called you a Bible thumper because you done got saved, now it's, hallelujah, now you got a problem. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me stop there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines again. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or a prayer request or perhaps, amen, you have a comment on the word on tonight, such a dynamic word on tonight, praise God. We invite you to do so at this time. Once again, if you're out there on Facebook Live, our phone lines are open, 516-666-9967. Praise God. If you're already on the phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, prayer request, or a comment, hallelujah, you can do so at this time. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Will there be one?
Put the word on tonight. You know, how bad do we want it? You know, because when we really want something, we go after it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I do a thing. You know, when we was in the world, when we wanted some, Valencia was saying, when she wanted a cigarette, she went and got that cigarette. She don't care if she had to stand in the cold. She ain't care what she had to do. She's going to have that cigarette. You know, some of when we was in the world, like when I know for my, me testify, when I was in the world, if I wanted some sex, I went and got it. I didn't care what I had to do to go. If I had to catch the bus 2 hours, I go get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you really want something, you go after it. You know, when we really want God, we're going to go after it, no matter what comes up in our lives. No matter if we lose friends, family, if you really want God, you're going to do whatever it takes to get to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask ourselves, how bad do we want it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was willing to go after. When we was in the world, we went out to everything we wanted, no matter the consequences.
Exactly.
You know, no matter we had to spend all our money and go broke to get it. We did it to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that for God? Do we
mm-hmm.
have the same ambitions
mm-hmm.
to get to God?
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank, amen, First Lady Aisha tonight, hallelujah, for her testimony. Praise God and her comments. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, we thank God for that word. How bad, hallelujah, do you want it? And everybody is in consensus on this. In other words, we all on the same level on this, praise God, because when we wanted something in the world, we went and got it, didn't care what nobody said about it. Hallelujah, amen. Even if we was dead wrong, we didn't care. But now we're on the side of right. That's where we got to change our minds. Hallelujah. Because now we're on the side of right. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we really want, say, if we really want what God has for us, we're going to have to, like the woman of God said earlier, we're going to have to do some suffering. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to be great, you got to do some things to be great. You just ain't going to be wake up great. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you ask anybody, hallelujah, that is what the world calls successful. Hallelujah. They'll tell you they had to go through some things to get to the level that they are. Even people that was born in the wealth, hallelujah, had to work. They may have had the money, but they didn't have their own name, their own brand. So they had to go through some things. See, we think just because people got money, they don't go through nothing. Hallelujah. That's why you got to understand money doesn't equal success. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You think you ain't successful because you got a lot of money. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at all the successful people that we know. They some of them dead and gone. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Hallelujah. Praise God. They wasn't rich folks. Amen. But they were successful in accomplishing what the goal God had for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you do something God wants you to do, then your name becomes, hallelujah, how they say it, you become immortal. Hallelujah. Martin Luther King, and watch this. When you set out for greatness, amen, you're not trying to, you got to understand, you got to do what God has for you. You're not trying to make a name for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Martin Luther King wasn't trying to make a name for himself. Hallelujah. He wasn't trying to have streets named after him and have monuments built in his image. Hallelujah. He was simply trying to do what he thought the Lord had called him to do. Hallelujah. And that's what made him successful, because he accomplished a goal that God set forth for him. Not a goal he set for himself. Hallelujah, but a goal that God set for him. But he had to do some suffering. He had to die. Jesus had to die. We all say we want to be like Jesus. Well, are you prepared to die? Hallelujah. That's a subject for a different day. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God. Amen. For the word of God on tonight, we thank God. Amen. For Sister Valencia Scott. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For First Lady Aisha Prevost on tonight. Everybody who called in onto the line tonight, we thank y'all for calling in. All the listeners on Blog Talk Radio, we thank y'all for listening. Everybody on Facebook Live, we thank God for you as well. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we want y'all to take this with you as we go. Hallelujah. How bad do you want it? Praise God. Amen. Because if you want it that bad, hallelujah, you're going to do whatever God tells you to do, hallelujah, in order to receive what God has for you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says if you find your life, you're going to lose your life. In other words, if you do it your way, hallelujah, you're going to lose what I got for you, what God got for you. Hallelujah. If you try to do it your way or do what you want to do, hallelujah, when God say, I got so much more for you, hallelujah, if you'll do it my way. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we once again, we want to thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person who called in, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. If you just tuned in or you just called in, praise God. Hallelujah. We will be reposting, amen, not only the video but also the audio on Blog Talk Radio, so y'all can go back and listen to the message and the program in its entirety. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for the speaker of the hour, amen, Sister Valencia Scott, on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We want y'all to join us Thursday night. Amen. For Thursday night thunder. Praise God. We're going to bring forth a message on Thursday night as well. Praise God. And we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you for each and everything that you've done for us on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you are the God. Hallelujah. Amen. That will supply all of our needs. You are the God. Hallelujah. Amen. That will answer our questions. You are the God of salvation. You are the God. Hallelujah. Of deliverance. And you are God of second, third, fourth, and fifth chances, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being who you are. And that's God all by yourself, Lord. Lord. Increase our faith, Lord. Give us the strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To represent you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give us that mindset, hallelujah, to do any and everything you tell us to do to achieve what you want us to achieve. Help us to decrease ourselves, hallelujah, so that we can increase you in our lives, increase you in our hearts, increase you in our minds, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to see that we can do anything through Christ. Hallelujah, that strengthens us. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, Lord. We thank you for being in us tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for giving us that Jacob courage on tonight. Hallelujah, to be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah, we thank you. We praise your name. We ask that you bless everybody that's in the earshot of my voice, Lord. Somebody out there has a request. Hallelujah. They may not have let it be made known publicly, Lord. Hallelujah. But I touch and agree with that person on tonight. Hallelujah. For I know that you are above able to provide any and everything someone asks for. Hallelujah. You said you would provide all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You said that you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord. Hallelujah. So we ask, Lord, tonight that you open up those windows of heaven. And you pour out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to glorify your holy name. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In your holy son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Hallelujah. We just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. And before y'all go to bed tonight, do not forget to say your prayers. Hallelujah. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, this is Elder Andre Prevost. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On CARE TV and Radio Broadcast Network. Y'all have a blessed night.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything I need. I have.
In my weakness,
all my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The great I am.
The great I am. Provide for me. The great I am.
Yeah. Get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
die. Hey, I'm gonna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah, the amazing blue.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven. Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to
live. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys rap. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you're talking about. It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Told you the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. Consequences.
consequences leave the repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase up the money. I wanted to find a thing. I was a troop in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not. You rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast. I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show. We was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door. But he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody stayed. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody stayed. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.